over the last 3 or 4 years, the council has raised the level of grant for housing application grant, that's mobility grant, and the housing aid for the elderly. This is for disabled people, and that can be putting in showers or bedrooms or ramps outside. There's quite a lot of stuff on that, and there's also possibility then of improving the heating windows, or if you have leaky roofs and that type of thing. So it's a very, very important grant, and it's generally, it has to be pensioners, so you're really people that are on pensions and they don't have that big a disposable income. So really, the government gives a grant to the council at the rate of 80%. The county council then has to match that approximately 20%. So the government's given about 1.3 and the council's come up about 350,000 every year. But then what happens then, when the client, when the older person then applies to the council to do applications of the shower or windows or the roof or whatever, they also then have to come up with matching funding. And at the moment, that matching funding, depending on the job, could it be 30, 40% or more? Now, as I say, over the years, the council has cut that quite a bit, but still there's an awful lot of elderly and disabled people out there, even with disabled children, cannot afford that. They're literally going into their own savings or going to credit unions. And if once you're over a certain age, in order to get these grants, like, it's not that easy to go into credit union and get a loan. So I've been calling for an increase for quite a few years. The council this year has increased across the board between 500 and 1,000 their contribution. But, you know, it's still an awful lot to ask for elderly pensioners.
And the point you're making is that the council is implementing these increases, and there is a full list of the figures published by the council this week and agreed at that meeting. You're saying effectively the council is doing what it can, the people are doing what they can. Who really need to step up to the plate now, our central government.
We all know there's severe pressures on the national budgets at the moment, and as is with the council, that's why you have the property tax, that's where basically it goes. Council is very limited forms of matching funding. One is the business rates, and we know where they stand at the moment. We're actually giving back money in that case, and the other one's local property tax. Then there's some other small charges that the council can levy, say, on planning and them things, but the level of funding coming into the council is very, very small. So, like, I do, and there's no doubt, I do welcome the contribution the council has made today, and it will put pressure on the budget now come November. But at the same time, I and other councillors, you know, we're getting calls every day of the week from pensioners and disabled people saying they've been offered a grant of maybe 16,000, but they have to come up with 5, 6, 7,000, and they just don't have it. So there's an awful lot of people out there, elderly, disabled people, who need help, and they cannot go ahead and put a wet room into their bathroom or try and get a small room converted downstairs when they can't get upstairs or they can't get ramps made, you know. So, like, we just have to keep pushing to try and help the elderly. They just don't have that source of money to be able to do it themselves.